2 Samuel chapter 9. So 2 Samuel chapter 9. David asked, "Is anyone left from the royal house of Saul? If there is, I want to be kind to him because of Jonathan." Ziba was a servant in Saul's family. David sent for him to come and see him. The king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" "I'm ready to serve you," he replied. The king asked, "Isn't there anyone still alive from the royal house of Saul? God has been very kind to me. I would like to be kind to that person in the same way." Ziba answered the king, "A son of Jonathan is still living. Both of his feet were hurt, so that he can't walk." "Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He's in the town of Lodibar. He's staying at the house of Maacah, the son of Amiel." So King David at Mephibosheth came to David. He was the son of Jonathan, the son of Paul of Saul. Mephibosheth bowed down to David to show him respect. David said, "Mephibosheth, I'm ready to serve you," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David told him. "You can be sure that I'll be kind to you because of your father Jonathan. I'll give back to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and I'll always provide what you need." Mephibosheth bowed down to David. He said, "Who am I? Why should you pay attention to me? I'm nothing but a dead dog." Then the king sent for Saul's servant, Ziba. He said to him, "I'm giving your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants must farm the land for him. You must bring in the crops. Then he'll be taken care of. I'll always provide what he needs." Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "I'll do anything you command me to do. You are my king and master." So David provided what Mephibosheth needed. He treated him like one of his king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. All the members of Ziba's family became servants of Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem. The king always provided what he needed. Both of his feet were hurt, so he could not walk.
Brilliant. We've had just such a super week at Holiday Club. I'm Carpenter Keith. I had the joy, the privilege of telling Bible stories to the children. And wow, what brilliant listeners they've been all week. Just to make it clear, our publicity for Holiday Club this year said, "Workshop of Wonders is an exciting, fun-packed week in a wonderful workshop where worn-out, much-loved toys and other objects are recycled, repaired, and restored, ready for action. At the same time, the Bible will teach us how God made David and each of us for a very special purpose. All sorts of things may get in the way of us living for God, but we will hear how God loves us, rescues us, restores us, and sends us out to serve him. Well, each day this week, the children have learned all about David from the books of 1 and 2 Samuel in the Bible. Not only did they listen brilliantly to the stories, they also spent their time in their groups digging deeper into the story, understanding how it applies to their lives. But this morning, we have another story for us all to hear about King David. The story we heard read to us just now from 2 Samuel chapter 9. It's a less well-known but a wonderful story about someone who thought of himself as small and insignificant, broken and worthless, but who had his life transformed by the kindness and grace of God's chosen king, David. His name is Mephibosheth. And when he was very young, just 5 years old, he was involved in an accident that meant he could not walk. You can find out about that in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. This made the boy feel very sad and not very special at all. In our reading, we heard him describe himself as a dead dog. But King David does something wonderful that shows that the boy has not been forgotten. When David and his good friend Jonathan had been alive, not only did they encourage and strengthen each other by sharing their love for and trust in God, they promised always to cherish their friendship and their families. When one of them died, the other promised to look out for and take care of the other's family. So, once Saul and Jonathan had died and David had become king, despite all the challenges and the responsibility that came with that, David didn't forget, and he didn't forget his promise to Jonathan. So he asked his household if there was any of Jonathan's family to whom he should be showing kindness. A servant called Ziba tells David all about Mephibosheth, one of Jonathan's sons who could not walk because of a childhood accident. And immediately, David asked where the boy could be found and had him brought to the king. When Mephibosheth saw King David, he bowed down before him. And David called the boy by his name, Mephibosheth, he said. Now the boy was very frightened. He probably thought that the king saw him as some sort of threat, as he was part of Saul and Jonathan's family. But David was not thinking that at all. In fact, he was thinking the exact opposite. He wanted to give him all the land that belonged to his grandfather and invite him to eat at the king's table, not just as a one-off, but always. Mephibosheth was blown away by King David's kindness and generosity. Instead of feeling broken and worthless and useful for nothing, the Bible tells us that David treated him like one of the king's sons. We could put it another way. He was adopted into the king's family. And you know, that's a reminder for us all this morning of what God can do for each one of us. This week, we've thought about precious, special toys made for a purpose that get broken and need renewing and restoring. We've also been reminded that David was made for a special purpose too. As a young boy, he learned to protect sheep with his sling and stones and was chosen from nowhere to become the future king of Israel. He defeated giants. He won a famous victory over the giant Goliath using a sling and 5 smooth stones, trusting not in his own strength and skill, but looking to God for the victory. Just like we can when we face challenges in our lives. David built wise friendships, notably with Jonathan, who also trusted and loved and served God, reminding us, just as it's reminded the boys and girls this week, of the sorts of friends that we need to be looking for. But David wasn't perfect. He was broken by sin. In his pride, he let himself down. He let others down. He let God down by sinning with Bathsheba and killing her husband Uriah. He was proud and selfish. He made bad choices. He gave in to sin and chose to please himself rather than please God. And friends, we all do exactly the same. The Bible tells us that we are made in God's image to love and serve him. He has a special plan and purpose for our lives. We are made for a relationship with him. But that relationship is broken by sin. We disobey and turn our backs on God, and we miss out on God's plan and purpose if we choose to live for ourselves rather than him. We all need to be remade, renewed, and restored. And the Bible tells us that that's only possible if we put our trust in God's precious Son, Jesus, who lived a perfect life, whose body was nailed to a cross, bearing our sin and our brokenness, and who rose again and lives forever, so that if we ask for forgiveness and commit our lives to living for Him in His strength alone, we can be made new, restored, ready for His service. The Bible tells us that when we do that, we are adopted into God's family, a bit like Mephibosheth was. And we are invited to sit at God's table in heaven forever. Trusting in Jesus makes it possible to live a life of true meaning and purpose here on earth, just as our memory verse has been teaching the children all week. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's true. We can know our relationship restored with the living God who made us. And we can have the certain hope of spending eternity in God's presence, eating at the banqueting table of the King of Kings forever. How can that happen? How can we know that peace with God? These building blocks, part of our set all week, are a simple reminder. A, we need to admit that we are sinners and ask God to forgive us. B, we need to believe that God sent His Son Jesus to live a perfect life, to die a cruel death on the cross, taking our sin and our shame, rising again on the third day, conquering death forever for whoever will trust in Him. And see, we need to commit our lives to Him, commit to living His way, following Him, and making Him known in Bournemouth and to the ends of the earth. I wonder, boys and girls, I wonder, everyone here this morning, have you responded with that ABC to admit your sin, believe in all that Jesus has done for you, and committed your life to following Him? We pray that that might be so. Let's just have a moment of quiet.